And I'm trucking on, I'm trucking on. Well, I'm moving on down the line. I know the time will do me fine. I'm trucking on.
Howdy, friends, and welcome to Trucking On. I'm your host, Ward Richmond. I really appreciate you tuning in today, and I hope you enjoy the show. What's happening, y'all? Welcome back to Truckin' On. I'm coming at you today with another supply chain real estate market update. And I've got my hands on the Q4 2022 U.S. Industrial Report put out by Colliers. Our very own Amanda Ortiz put all of this information together. I love Amanda. She always sends me the best info in a nice PowerPoint, no less, so that I can go easily move through it and present it to my clients, drop it into my own presentations, and now utilize on my podcast. So let's go. In general, the United States of America industrial market was on fire. So vacancy rate sits at 3.7% across the U.S. This is 21 bips lower than Q4 2021. Quite impressive, America. Under construction, we currently have 650 million square feet. This is 30% higher than Q4 2021. That's a lot of square footage. A huge chunk of that, as we've discussed in the past, is accounted for in Dallas-Fort Worth, with 83 million square feet in Dallas-Fort Worth alone. The warehouse distribution average rental rate is $8.10 triple net. This is 20% higher, at, let's say 18.7% higher than Q4 2021. Net absorption, however, is 20% lower than 2021. So we had a little tapering off of absorption with only 480 million square feet. And year-to-date new supply delivered in 2022 was 467 million square feet, and this is 26% higher than the previous year. So, think about all of that. Pretty wild. But in general, like this, Dallas tells the same story. Vacancy rates, very low. Rental rates are very high. Product under construction, it's very high. And absorption has tapered off. So we'll see how absorption does. The year 2023 is still young. We're still in February, but it's moving along quite fast. And I'm already really excited to see the results at the end of this quarter in terms of what happened. So there's major rental growth. LA saw the highest amount of rental growth with 32%, followed by Philly with 30% or 31%. And Atlanta saw huge growth to 27%, followed by, New York, New Jersey, of course, they saw close to 30% growth as well at 29%. And then DFW is around 15%. So hopefully this isn't too many stats, but I want to do a little something on real estate here so I can get a tax write-off. You know what I'm saying? Other than just talk to badasses from the real estate business. But this is important too, y'all. Regional industrial vacancy rates, I mean, guess what? The Northeast and the West are very low. And then it's still pretty low in the Midwest and the South. The West leading the way with the Western region of the United States with 2.5% vacancy. In terms of absorption, what happened in the U.S., and that means new space that was absorbed with new leases getting signed. That was led by Chicago with 40 million square feet, DFW right behind it with 35 million, followed by Phoenix, which is becoming a new hub for the Los Angeles market, Salt Lake City, followed behind Phoenix with 25 million. I mean, these are all very close. Like, Phoenix, Salt Lake City, Atlanta, Houston, all real tight in the mid 20 million square footage range. Greater Los Angeles, while the lowest vacancy rates, they only absorb 22 million because they don't have any space there. And that's why. Anyway, there you go. Occupancy gains. 2021 was the highest in occupancy gains of all years. 2022 was down a little bit from basically 600 million to 500 million. Keep that in mind. All right. I love this slide that Amanda always puts together, and it shows which tenants occupied what percentage of all of the space we're talking about. And as usual, the third-party logistics and packaging industry leads the way with 30% of all of this activity is because of 3PLs. Following behind the 3PLs is general retail and wholesale at 20%. So those are the top two. And then it goes to manufacturing being at 15%, then e-commerce only at 12%. Growth markets, this is calculated by the net absorption as a percentage of existing inventory. And the number one growth market in the United States is Savannah, thanks to the Port of Savannah. We're working on lots of projects there, super active. And Savannah is a fun town. And other growth markets, number two is Salt Lake City, followed by Phoenix, Charleston, Reno Sparks, Indy, Austin, Kansas City, here I come, and Las Vegas, where I just was. Love that place. Did I mention that? I love the Encore. It's a great hotel. Let's see. Product under construction, my hometown, Dallas-Fort Worth, is just like way above the mark of everyone else. And you've heard my thoughts on this number of 83 million square feet. I think it's not real. It's real, but it's not. We're not going to deliver 83 million square feet. LA follows us with 50 million. Atlanta's right in that mix, as well as Phoenix. And then Chicago is down in the mid-30s. So those are the ones I think that are worth mentioning. But new supply was at an all-time high in 2022. It's interesting to look at the 10-year pattern. In 2022, as I already mentioned, we supplied close to 500 million square feet, a little short of it. And in 2012, 10 years ago, the U.S. delivered 50 million square feet. So pretty wild. The 10-year average is around 250 million square feet. So that's less than half of where we are right now. With expected 600 million coming down the pipe, although that number's inflated. So let's just say the 10-year average is about half of where we're at now. And if you look at this chart, it just like has gone up exponentially basically every year since 2012. Pretty wild. Thanks e-commerce, thanks COVID, thanks concrete and steel. Oh yeah. And Amazon. The Amazon effect. What's next? Amanda always has a what's next to help us look into the future. And that's outsourced distribution. That's already happening. That's why 3PLs lead the industry sectors in terms of companies taking down the most space. Manufacturing reshoring. You can see, I think manufacturing was number three on the list of tenants that are taking down space. We are working with multiple manufacturers right now looking to enter the state of Texas specifically, as well as other spots. Mexico is seeing a tremendous amount of activity as well. The ESG focus is critical. And the building that we just built in Wilmer, Texas at 901 Distribution Drive, we made that roof solar panel ready to take care of this. And guess what? We are working with tenants that they want solar panels on the roof. They want to be ready to go when their customers come and tell them to be more green. That's what I think. And maybe they just want to be more green, you know, and use solar. Okay. Alternative property types as well. So that's, I guess, like turning retail into warehouse or knocking down an office building and turning it into warehouse. And there you go. So that's what I got for you. Thanks, Amanda Ortiz, for prepping this. I'll put a link to her report in the show notes. Amanda Ortiz, the National Director of Industrial Research with Colliers. Thanks, Colliers. I love being part of the Colliers fam. Thanks for trucking on, everyone. I hope that was informative. And if you can't keep up with my 10-minute overview, go to the show notes. Check out Amanda's report. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning in. Keep on trucking. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this episode of Truckin' On. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, don't be shy. Please like, share, leave a 5-star review so that we can keep doing what we're doing. Stay safe out there on the road. Keep on trucking. Adios.